human remains were found in a dirt pile in Haines, and the interim police chief unveils improvements at the department. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Human remains were found in a pile of dirt on Monday afternoon, but Haines Police Chief Robert Griffiths says they're most likely not from this century. Griffiths spoke about the discovery at a public forum on Tuesday evening.
We have a human skull that was found that's an ancient artifact. So we're coordinating the excavation of that site with, in collaboration and cooperation with both of our tribes in town.
The skull fragment was discovered by employees at the American Bald Eagle Foundation in a load of dirt delivered to them by a construction company. The dirt was taken from a gravel pit at 6 Mile Haines Highway. Haines police responded and initiated an investigation. Griffiths says a local anthropologist, Anastasia Wiley, examined the artifact and determined the remains are those of a female Native American at least 40 years of age and most likely date back to before the 1700s. Griffiths says that the state medical examiner's office is looking at photographs of the skull. When the origin and age of the remains are determined, it will be returned to ancestors in the area.
If it's truly an antiquity, and we believe it is based on our limited knowledge of it, then the medical examiner will just simply turn it back over to us to release to, quote, the family. And in this case, the family would be their descendants, which would be the local Native organizations.
He says they are coordinating with local tribes on the investigation. The site will be excavated to see if there are any other remains in the area. Chloe Goodson is the raptor curator for the American Bald Eagle Foundation and was one of the employees that found the skull. She says that dirt was delivered so work could continue on converting two sheds on the property to aviaries for the raptors.
We were shoveling away. It was just three of us. There was myself, another staff member, and an intern. And suddenly we struck something that wasn't quite breaking apart. And we were sort of wondering, like, what is this object? One person said, is that like a coconut? Another person, like, is that like a clay pot or something? This is really weird. We looked inside. One of the interns said she could, like, see like traces of like where blood vessels were. So we were thinking like, what kind of animal was this at some point? So we turned it around. Then we came face to face with what was a human skull. You could see like the top of the ridges for the eyes, and then part of the bridge of the nose was still there, like between the eyes.
Goodson says they stood there in utter astonishment for a moment before alerting Foundation Director Cheryl McRoberts and calling the police.
It was just really interesting. Everyone was pretty much just in shock, eyes wide, jaws dropped. This doesn't happen to real people. Like, this is something you'd only see in like a movie or something.
When police arrived, they surveyed the scene and found another small piece of bone in the pile. And Goodson says when Wiley arrived on the scene, it was interesting to watch her make her observations.
She just like came to the conclusion of like, oh, older, possibly female, Native American, before 1700s. And she just went into all of the explanation for that. And it was just really impressive.
Goodson says she has volunteered to help go through the pile of dirt at the foundation.
When I took the job as raptor curator, I never thought I would dig up human remains. So that was pretty interesting.
Wiley and volunteers will sift through the pile of dirt at the foundation later this week and this weekend. Wiley was unavailable for an interview today, but stay tuned to KHNS next week when we'll have an update on the story. About 30 Haines residents gathered on Tuesday evening to hear the interim police chief's update on improvements to the department. Among those upgrades was a more efficient evidence storage system, safer jail cells, and an updated policy manual. The chief also announced that his time in Haines might be limited. The truth is, a lot of people like Robert Griffiths and want him to stay. But Griffiths told the crowd Tuesday that he's waiting to hear back about a job somewhere else before deciding to stay in Haines. He said he'll make his decision within the next week. That announcement came at the tail end of a meeting Griffiths was hosting about improvements to the department. Those improvements were initiated by a recent audit that condemned the agency for a myriad of shortcomings. Griffiths said one of the biggest enhancements is how the department stores and tracks evidence. He said it's now kept in a more secure, organized fashion. Griffiths mentioned the mystery evidence room that was discovered earlier this month.
No, we knew there was a door there. We just didn't know what was behind it. And nobody I asked, even the dispatchers, because they don't really go up in that room, they didn't even know what it was.
He said the length of time that evidence has to be stored depends entirely on the case. Physical evidence from unsolved murders or sexual assault is kept literally forever, but some is only held for 90 days.
The reality is I've got evidence up there from back into the 70s for cases that were resolved long, long, long ago. It wasn't that they didn't do a good job in putting it in there and properly packaging it and everything else. It was that they did a horrible job of tracking it afterwards and getting rid of it when it was time to get rid of it.
They discovered containers and bags of evidence along with four big boxes of expired prescription medication that was later burned in the incinerator. The police department announced last week they will no longer work with the Drug Enforcement Agency to dispose of expired or unused prescription meds. The department said it is now up to community members to, quote, dispose of their own expired and unused medications in the safest manner they can with the resources they have available to them. The jail cells got a mini facelift with potentially harmful hazards fixed to lessen the risk of detainees hurting themselves. Griffiths says along with ongoing enhancements to things like consolidating equipment and updating the policy and procedures manual, regular audits are also in the department's future.
Part of our problem historically has been we haven't had enough eyes on the department and we haven't been transparent enough to the community to address issues when they come up and to identify them early so they can be fixed. So the recommendation was made that every 3 years we have a similar style audit. It doesn't have to be by the same person. Doesn't have to cost the same amount.
After the presentation, Griffiths opened the floor to questions and comments from the public. One of the first matters brought up was the borough's relationship with the Haines Animal Rescue Kennel and whether or not they can work it out. Late last week, the borough and HARC negotiations stalled over payments for animal control services. Griffiths assured the group that negotiations are ongoing and both parties want the service to return to HARC. Griffiths said that HARC will get paid this week for the nearly 3 months they provided animal control services this summer with no compensation.
The issue has been basically a fundamental business disagreement on what we're buying for our money, for your money. And that is still an ongoing and active conversation. It hasn't ended whatsoever.
The minor offenses ordinance, which was passed by the Borough Assembly last week, also crept into the conversation. Residents asked Griffiths about enforcement and the potential for civilians writing citations. He assured that whoever is chosen to uphold the minor offenses ordinance will be educated accordingly.
So there'll be a sworn individual, which means that they're swearing to abide by the borough charter and the constitution, the state and federal constitution. They're going to have adequate training. The definition of adequate has yet to be determined. But I can tell you right now, these people will only be responsible for a certain section of code. They know that section of code better, far better than I do.
Among the many other topics Griffiths addressed was marijuana and how the new laws might affect or not affect the police and the community.
Dealing with marijuana itself, the possession of it, everything else, it's not going to be a problem because I don't have to do anything anymore, right? Because you can have almost as much as you want and you can grow it in your house and everything else. So it's going to relieve a little bit of a load there. But that's not the real question. The real question is, what is the impact on the community of the drugs?
The conversation around local marijuana regulations will continue next week with a Chamber of Commerce forum featuring Cynthia Franklin from the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. The forum is slated for October 6, Election Day, with the location to be determined. KHNS will be there and will have more on the Great Pot Debate next week. While moose hunting season is getting cut short, Chilkat River subsistence fishing is getting an extension. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is keeping the subsistence salmon fishing season open for an extra week and a half. It was scheduled to close today, but will now close on October 11th. A news release from Fish and Game says the extension will allow additional fishing on late-run sockeye salmon returning to the Chilkat. Those with subsistence permits for the Haines area must return permits to the local Fish and Game office by November 10th. Fish and Game also recently announced the emergency closure of moose hunting season for the Haines area. The season is closing Thursday instead of October 7th. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.